From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, anger in Illinois after Governor Bruce Rauner laid out his plans to cut billions of dollars from the state's budget.
But first, today President Obama met with world leaders on the last day of his summit to combat extremism and responded to critics who say he's not calling groups like ISIS Muslim. The president said that's what ISIS wants.
Now, Muslim communities, including scholars and clerics, therefore have a responsibility to push back, not just on twisted interpretations of Islam, but also on the lie that we are somehow engaged in a clash of civilizations, that America and the West are somehow at war with Islam.
Meanwhile, some Muslim leaders in the U.S. are upset about pilot programs to stop homegrown radicalism that might unfairly target Muslims. Yesterday, community leaders from Los Angeles, Boston, and Minneapolis-St. Paul spoke about the programs. Mohammed Farah was there. He's executive director of the youth advocacy group Kajog, which was launched after young Somali Americans went to fight with the Islamist extremist group Al-Shabaab in Somalia. He's now helping to design the pilot program in Minneapolis, where ISIS is also now recruiting young people. Mohammed, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And what was the main thing you wanted to get across to officials in Washington about how young people where you are radicalized?
Basically, our main point was that for us, radicalization doesn't happen overnight. Nobody becomes radicalized overnight. It's a process. So for us, the most important thing was to lay out the underlying issues that our young people have been facing for so many years. These are the causes of isolation, such as the lack of education, such as the chronic unemployment, the lack of mentorship or guidance. These are the underlying issues that we really need to tackle in order to ultimately eliminate these recruitments.
Well, you say that gangs and terrorist groups, the people who join them have about, the same motivations. It's almost who they happen to come across first that appeals to them. How are they coming across the terrorist groups? Because we're hearing social media has been really instrumental.
Yes, you're right. Social media has been a key factor in these recruitments. But again, it's definitely more than that. We're talking about logistics, money. We're getting somebody from Minnesota to Syria takes a lot of work. I myself have trouble going through the airports. Imagine somebody that is going to do harm.
Well, so Mohammed, you have concerns. I want to get to what the pilot program in your area is shaping up to be. But as you know, there are skeptics, even in your organization, about the thinking behind the pilot programs. There are dissenters. The head of the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center, Yusufi Vali, who first took part in the Boston pilot program here, quit. And he wrote a dissent that was released at the summit and spoke yesterday on WBUR's Radio Boston. Let's listen.
The premise of this program is essentially based on the idea that how you pray or what faith you are, it makes you more, it determines whether you will turn to violence or not. And I think that's just something unacceptable to the Boston Muslim community, and that's why I've written my dissent.
So Mohammed Vali is one of those who says this program unfairly sends the message to Muslim kids that they're destined for violence. You say what?
Well, let me say this. The way that we look at this pilot program, for us, it's really tackling these underlying issues. Of course, not everybody's going to be on the same page. This is a big community, and we don't want everybody to be on the same page. We want people to think differently. But the majority of the community sees this as a platform to really provide opportunities for young people.
Well, another concern is, and we mentioned how terrorist groups are reaching kids through social media. There's been much criticism that the government is completely outmatched in this arena. But if the government amps up its use of social media to find kids who might be lured by terrorist groups, the other concern is that turns into spying, espionage on young Muslims. Your thoughts?
Okay, so we're not in the business of gathering intelligence. That's why, there is the FBI. That's why we have government. For us, as a community organization, as community members, for us, it's expanding programs that directly provide opportunities for young people.
Yeah. Well, we spoke this week with a mayor from a city in Denmark. They have a very controversial program there that actually welcomes back jihadis when they return from this foreign fighting, gives these young men mentors, tries to get them education, jobs. Critics of that program say these young people should be arrested. The response to that is, well, then they'll just further radicalize more young people in jail. This mayor told us that he actually traveled to your area and was inspired by programs there that are looking to rehabilitate young people. What is the goal of your program? Do you believe in rehabilitation for young people who've already been radicalized?
So the word cajoke means to stay away and stay out, and the message behind that is getting young people away from all negative influences, including recruitment. What we're doing as an organization is play at the forefront. We're trying to engage these young people ahead before they think about joining any gangs, you know, such as the Bloods or the Crips, or even, for that matter, ISIS or Al-Shabaab. Mm-hmm. And that is the key point here. Ones that have been communicating with terrorist groups, at least the ones that came back, I mean, we've got laws in this land, They, you know, when you break the law, you go straight to prison. And yes, we're seeing, you know, small numbers of young people that are being recruited, but those individuals that have been recruited do not represent the rest of the community.
Mohamed Farah of the Minneapolis-based youth advocacy group Cajogue. He's been attending this week's Summit on Extremism in Washington. Mohamed, thank you.
Thank you.